Pop-up shops are hot, and it seems like everybody's doing them. Facebook pop-ups at Macy's stores. I just read they're doing a week-long revival of the Carnegie Deli as a pop-up. Goop, Google Hardware. There's pop-ups all over the place. But my guest today says forget about pop-ups. He wants brands to pop share. So what the heck is pop share? We're going to talk with Jay Norris, CEO of Guest, to find out.
This is Jay Norris, and I'm live at Where We Buy.
All right, you're listening to Where We Buy, the show about the things we buy and the places we buy them. We're recording live at the Javits Center in Manhattan as a part of the ICSC New York Dealmaking Conference. My name is James Cook. I research retail and real estate for JLL. And this is the show where we talk with retail experts and visit shopping spots across the nation. Jay Norris, CEO of Guest, welcome. And I should say that's Guest with two S's, G-U-E-S-S-T. The extra S is for...
So we can own the name.
Superstar. No, the S is for special.
Yes.
All right, Jay. Let's start off with an easy one. Let's say you're at the holiday dinner this year and your cousin, who doesn't know anything about our business or what you do, says, what is Guest?
Guest is where, it's a technology platform where existing retailers can find complementary brands to license space in their location. And as you mentioned before, the pop-ups is the big pop-up craze. And so I'm gonna take you through a little history on Guest. When we started this, I looked at about 3 years ago and I said to myself, I'm in commercial real estate, retail leasing and office leasing broker. I started, and I represent tenants. I'd say about 70, 80% of my tenants started telling me that they no longer wanted to expand. And then I said, well, okay, what are your thoughts? And they said, well, we need to figure out how to maximize our current space. And I said, okay, this is interesting, but I work at a brokerage house, right? So brokerage house is like, Jay, you got to leave them alone. Till they can come and they have the money, then you got to walk away. And I said, well, guys, walk away. I mean, let's help them get their things in order. Let's be more of a strategic advisory. And they said, well, they can't pay us. And so I asked my tenants, I said, can you pay us? They said, no. I said, oh, wow, yeah, you're right. they can't pay us, so we're stuck here. So... But my background is in experiential marketing and strategic partnerships. I worked with a guy named Clive Davis for years in music marketing, putting together 10-city tours for artists like Whitney Houston, Biggie, Celine Dion, everything that was on Arista's roster. And it was my job to go out, find the venue, find the customers, but also set up the performances. But we had small budgets. So I quickly became known as the strategic partnership head, where I would reach out to wine and spirit companies, other brands, to create strategic partnerships on the ground in retail, in mostly hospitality spaces. So as I saw this as a way of maximizing space, I brought that to real estate. But I said, so I started doing in Soho what I call retail roommates, putting together, say it's someone that has a florist and they can now bring in an ancillary jewelry line. They have complementary skill sets. They also want to share base. So they become retail roommates. Did a number of those deals in Soho and NoHo's area. And they were very successful. Now, but as a real estate broker, you know, 6 months and year terms, there's no commissions there. So I let the case studies happen organically. They were winning. And I said, you know what? This works if we create a matchmaking platform, a marketplace, where retailers can go on this marketplace and uncover brands internationally, D2C brands, that are looking to access brick and mortar space. Because what the retailer brings to the table is what we call retail as a service, RAS. The space, they have the lease, they have the sales staff, they have the expertise, and the systems. What's a lot of the D2C brands have is online traction, a lot of it. However, they don't have any of the skills that the heritage retailers have, right? So we said, let's be the bridge in the middle that connects them. And that's what we call a pop share. So you would start off renting or licensing a rack or a table in a space.
You're connecting a brand with a physical store, and you're saying you can rent, what is it, like for a month at a time, you could rent a rack in this other store.
Correct. And it's similar to like Airbnb. If anybody's ever used it, you'll understand the model. The host puts out their listing of their home. The guest comes in, right? He takes a look at it, says, okay, it's $1,000 a night. Oh, well, I can only afford $500, but you guys can haggle back and forth. Similar to our platform. We're similar to the way it works. We're very flexible. We have dynamic pricing. That's like 30 days. So you have 30 days out. You can go in now and say, okay, hi, Mr. Retailer. I see your listing is $1,000 a month for this rack and 5% rev share. How about I give you $500 and give you a 20% rev? And you guys can actually haggle back and forth. And then goes into a smart contract. You pay on our platform. And we become more of a third-party management for the retailer.
Gotcha.
Like we like to call them retail rent rolls.
And then you're sort of a broker, so you're getting a cut.
We take 15%.
Okay.
And it's traditionally a monthly base. But we are doing things that are temporarily, like a seven-day, like say it's like some people at Art Basel, they want to activate their space just for Art Basel, and that's the term. Or during the Super Bowl, we call those the events.
Gotcha. So there's no guest store. It's people, other stores using Guest to kind of populate.
Correct.
Their own store.
Correct.
So give us some examples. I know you've done, you've got a partnership with Stephen Allen. Tell
Stephen
us about
Allen.
That.
Yeah, Stephen Allen. This is really interesting. So Stephen Allen, we talked about 6 months ago. And he was telling us where he was in his current position. And he was saying, like, I'm about to downsize from 20 stores to 3. And we said, okay, that's interesting. Well, what stores do you have that you really want to keep? And he said, I want to keep my New York focused stores. This is my home. I want to get back to basics, but I want to get back to what I really do, which is curate. I'm not, I want to curate and also want to have better rents and the right positioning. And he was like, I think the market is right now. So I can keep my current light lease in place, and we'll activate Tribeca, we'll activate Upper West Side, and we'll activate Brooklyn. So that's what we did for him. And in 1 month's time, he now, through Pop Shares, actually gets his rent and his sales staff cost. All his cost is paid through the Pop Share model. And then he makes 20% on the on the goods sold, as well as selling his own goods. So we're pretty happy about that, because it was kind of like a case study for us to test it out. And the goal was to always at least make sure that the retailer gets their rent covered, right? And then they can start from there. And so now we're working with other models inside of that, meaning if we bring you in ancillary revenue up or past 10 or 20,000, now 10% of that should go towards better social media marketing, better things to get more customers in the stores, things like that. We're working that out now.
What kind of things are for sale right now at a Stephen Allen store that are through Guest? Like, can you tell us
kind of
the products?
It's about, I'd say it's 65 to 70% D2C brands. And some in home furnishings. We have Tomorrow Sleeps in there. They're like they hate this, but a competitor to Casper in a way, sort of.
They're selling mattresses online. They're a competitor,
exactly.
Casper.
Yeah, they are. There and there, there's Koyuchi, who's doing the bedding as well. They're also a D2C phenomenon brand, Where Mountains Meet, and they're in fashion. So we have home, we essentially turned Stephen Allen, which was a traditional fashion retailer. Now he's entered into the home design space with furnishings. He has lighting in there. And the best part was that they paid for his renovation. Basically, they put their product in. They paid $3,500 to put the bed in. The lighting company paid $1,000 to put the lighting in. And he sells it. So it basically helps him subsidize the rent and his staff costs, but he's also selling merchandise.
That's awesome. And he gets to choose what comes in. So
yes.
It's not like anybody can start selling
no,
at his store.
And essentially on our platform, when we first started the Stephen Allen activation, it was about, we got 380 brands to sign up in a week. Because of who we was, as far as on the curation side, forget what you read about in the business side, people still know that he understands how to curate a space. And so the brands started opting in all over the world. I want to check this out, right? And the thing they really loved about it is it's 30 days. You try it. If it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for you.
So yesterday, you and I met up. Gosh, it seems like it was a long time ago, but it was only yesterday. Right. You and I met up at Rockefeller Center, 30 Rock, and we took a visit and met up with the Sharper Image guys inside the FAO Schwartz store.
Yes.
So Sharper Image is back, FYI, everybody out there. It was my first time in a Sharper Image store since, 2008, 2007, something like that?
My name is Renee Hart, and I am the chief merchant for Sharper Image here at FAO. We have our core line of products that we sell to other retailers, but really what we're looking for is that unique wow item, something you can't see everywhere. So unless it's very unique and it's going to get the customer to stop, this is FAO, there's high expectations. So unless it has that wow factor, we're not going to sell it.
So he'd be able to go on the platform and actually see brands that he's interested in and click yes, and then we do a guest chat. They come up with some kind of negotiation. It goes into a smart contract, and the brand pays the licensing fee to be in the space and cuts a revenue share that he likes.
So you've got, on the guest website, you've got an opportunity for them, you know, to apply, basically, for shelf space here.
Correct.
Okay.
And so on the guest, on the platform, it's similar to think like a Zillow or a home listing, except the space, his listing here, Sharper Image, you'll see it. The interiors are broken up. So this area would say, okay, in this table, 3,000. Or on this rack, it's 1,200. So when you go through the listing, you're able to click inquire. You inquire about it, it goes directly to him. He sees it, guest advisors chime in to actually make sure that the offer is, you know, not less than 20%, right? Because we want to make sure we're having a great mutually beneficial relationship. And so we connect them that way. Once they give thumbs up, it goes into a smart contract. Then the licensee will pay.
Gotcha.
And then they get it. And then they start. Then they ship their merchandise. They never have to meet each other. They ship the merchandise. He has to take a picture of it. Then we release the funds to the retail host to validate, to make sure. We're like a third party. We're matchmakers, but also a management platform in the middle.
These are the last cases are where we're really looking to have the wow factor. But depending on the opportunity, one of the companies we're talking to, we're looking at this entire section potentially. So, just from a branding perspective, and we would rebrand this entire area for that company. So, we are flexible depending on the right opportunity. We're looking at not only popping in some amazing products, but we have some items of our own that's on the docket for 2019 that are pretty incredible. So
awesome.
That'll be coming out as well.
I'll need to come back then. Oh, Jay is operating. All right, Jay just drove this thing into all these people's feet.
Incoming. Oh, this is so much fun. Oh, yeah. It's perfect. This is great. This is great. So thanks, bud.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. So I'm going to take it.
But you're working with them to what? Tell me about that.
Okay. So the private equity group that bought FAO and Sharper Image approached us about 8 months ago. And they were telling us about, you know, what we're doing right now with FAO. They just procured the lease and what's going on. Then a dear friend of mine is running the Sharper Image brand. At the time, they weren't sure what they wanted to do with the Sharper Image brand. But I told them that, guys, you have a unique opportunity here. I'm dating myself. I grew up on Sharper Image stuff.
Sure, me too.
And so, you know, a lot of millennials and Gen Z don't know what we're talking about.
I know, right?
Now.
What is that?
However,
it's like Sky Mall. You know, the Sky Mall magazine, but in a store.
Exactly,
that's Sharper Image.
Exactly. And so I'm like, I got excited, right? I was like, yo, man, it was great. It was how you uncover gadgets, you know, and Brookstone took it to the next level. And Sharper Image now wants to roll out other brick and mortar locations powered by Guest, similar to Stephen Allen, you know, and that's the model for them because they just look at it as a pure minimized risk play. We can now procure a lease. Of course, the lease terms will be better than they were a couple years ago. And we also can minimize risk because we have, if we can supplement, we have goods, Sharper Image, but they're looking at us now. We're giving them what we call the wow factor, electronic items, to elevate the Sharper Image brand.
So let's say I'm selling, you know, I have some gadget that I want to sell. I'll be able to go onto Guest and basically apply to potentially sell it in the Sharper Image store. Is that
correct?
How it works?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So what happens is it's pretty simple. We made it very super simple for any brand to go on and sign up and then look at listings.
How important for you, like what's you're here at ICSC today, which is all about retail real estate. Is that your big motivator, is expanding that connection with the physical retail? Like, are you out here meeting with, you know,
yes,
all retailers saying, hey, Guest should power your shelves in your store?
No, you know what? No, we're really being a little selective because our supply side, you know, we're only as good as our demand side will only be as good as our supply side. So we're looking at a lot of networks and really a lot of landlords that have great relationships with their tenants, and then some of the big box retailers as well. However, unless they understand retail as a service, which is, you know, it's really a department store model, then we just don't feel we can power it. Because our real goal is to keep the brands there. Pop-ups are temporary. Pop shares can be permanently. We want the goal is now, we have some pop shares that started 30 days, they've been in 6 months.
How many stores are powered by, like how many stores do you have out there right now?
Five of them.
Okay.
In the city.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep.
And your ultimate goal is total world domination with
We're doing LA and San Francisco in Q1. We're partnering with some major landlords on helping them with their empty space, in a way, helping consult with them to show them how to create their own standalone. We call them lux shares, things like that. Things that will actually attract the right curation in their portfolios.
What kind of goods are best suited to selling on Guest? Like, is it apparel and accessories, or can it really be anything?
It's really anything.
Yeah.
Because you got to remember, you have different retailers, right? Like, all our hosts are different. I mean, here we are, Sharper Image is something, FAO, they're all different, they're in different categories. And so as long as we're a matchmaking platform, so as long as our supply side is relevant in that category, it brings our demand side up. The demand, the goods from all over the world want to be in. The thing we like the most is that there's international brands that don't have to cross the Atlantic to actually sell goods. So we've really become a new distribution model for them.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Jay, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm going to be keeping my eyes open to find out where you're going to be going, where you're going to be having locations in out on the West Coast. I'm looking forward to seeing those announcements. Our listeners can check out Guest at, is it GUEST.com?
.co.
Little hipper.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it was great to have you. For our listeners out there, if you've got a comment on today's show, you can leave us a message on the Where We Buy hotline, and we'll use it on an upcoming show. Just give us a call at 602-633-4061, and be sure to tell us your name and where you're calling from. You can subscribe to Where We Buy, and all of you guys out in the audience can subscribe to Where We Buy. Just pull up the podcast app on your iPhone or Android and search for Where We Buy. We're also on Spotify for you youngsters who use Spotify. Or you can go to wherewebuy.show. Special thank you to ICSC that worked with us to make this live podcast possible. Awesome.
Great.
It's a wrap.
Great.